about Zwift.
But you never talk about Zwift.
Welcome to Utopian Weekly, the podcast for Zwifters, cyclists, and everyone else. Each week, we're here to discuss all things in Zwift, life, and beyond. And today, we have a Flam Rouge Racing Special. Today, we have Rich Vail from FRR, along with Alan from Dirt. Most people know Rich because he's been on our podcast before. Somehow, he's agreed to come back. And Alan is probably known more to people as Parky on Discord. But, so we'll probably call him Parky or Alan sometimes. Anyway, he has to overcome many challenges in his daily life. Like being a Tottenham Hotspur fan, a supporter, right? And I know that's tough.
Careful.
Yeah, but, you know, one of the most famous American soccer players played for them, right? Clint Dempsey, yeah. Yeah, anyway, one of my favorite players, anyway. Anyway, U.S. soccer stars Clint Dempsey played for them. I just got to put that in there. He's an unsung hero of dirt and a ladder, and he's here to talk about FRR 24 Hours on Ventop. Please welcome Rich and Parky. Woo! Welcome, Rich and Parky. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I mean, welcome, guys.
Yeah, and we will definitely talk about Clint Dempsey and everything too, because he's amazing. So
who?
So,
football,
isn't it? Yeah,
football.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Got it.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Soccer.
Anyway,
not soccer,
it's about
football.
He's
soccer,
American.
Yeah, no soccer. What a load of rubbish.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Time to let loose and get wild. A stranger to Stroop Waffles no more. Winner of I've Met the Most Zwifters in Real Life contest. A TTT world record holder. A lady who's never seen American flyers. My friend and yours. She's funny. She's cool. She's the queen of Yorkshire. Woo! There you go. Holly, welcome.
Thank you for doing my contractually. That's a really hard word to say. Obliged.
Yes.
Intro.
You are welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah, my name's Dustin. Yeah, I forgot to say that too
earlier.
Yeah,
it's Dustin.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, thanks. this is awesome. So we're doing all FRR thing here. This is our special, and this is going to be great. And sorry about that, I messed up the intro. I had it all. I was practicing it earlier. It was much more eloquent, if you probably can't believe that. But I'm on my second cup of coffee, which is probably too much for me. One is too much for me. Anyway, I'm talking way too much. So this is going to be a very fast episode for me. But I would like to talk about Clint Dempsey if we can. Come on, Tottenham Hotspur. He scored some huge goals for them.
He did.
Yeah.
And so, I've got nothing.
It was a huge thing. So, well, it made a lot of news in America because as an American soccer player, for him to go over there and to do so well in the Premier League, he wasn't the first person. I think the first person was somebody in the 90s. I can't remember. Anyway, Charles. Somebody.
So he's an American footballer and he came over to the UK and he played for which team?
The Tottenham Hotspurs.
Tottenham Hotspurs.
Yep.
He did.
And I'm saying that correctly, right? Hey. Tottenham, not Tottenham.
Tottenham.
Exactly.
Not Tottenham.
No. Yeah, good job.
Tottenham. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so proud.
There's a lot like Arsenal, really.
Yeah.
we don't mention those words. I mean, Rich has made me wear red and white, for goodness sake, for I'll let that
Oh, man. Yeah. What a great transition to that too. Yeah. So let's do a weekly catch up. Why don't we start with Rich? What have you been doing this week? You've been riding Zwift at all? You've been outside? What have you been doing?
Yeah, a bit of outside. The weather has really picked up in the UK, so going outside has probably been more of a temptation. A little bit of Zwifting. I did a bit of the chase racing. Out there, but the weather's been really quite tempting just to go outside and do something. Going back to doing a bit of the chase racing, you know, I do love the event. It's just the same argument that a lot of people have for me too. It's been out for the amount of time in that the 2-3 week long tours take. It's tough. And one pen sort of just So it's actually, I'm going to get dropped quite quickly. So, so yeah, you know, it's so that's been my week, really, a bit of outside, but I'm also trying not to overdo it because, say, we do have next Saturday, and yeah, my legs aren't getting any younger, so I do have to look after them a bit.
That's awesome. What about you, Parky? What have you been up to?
Yeah, no, I'm calling it a taper.
Is that what you call it? Is that why you didn't show up to the after party on Tuesday then?
Yeah, quite exactly.
I mean,
I called you out.
I mean, to be fair, I did go three times up Bentop on Saturday morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before
why?
Before lunchtime.
Holly, you don't have to ask why, Holly, because you know it's where you'll train next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got, oh my God, contemplating my life options here.
What have we done?
Yeah, it was fine.
I want to wear that damn jersey. Give me that jersey. I'm so excited.
You've got to wear it. Yeah, no, so I went up Ventop a few times and it hurt more than I thought it was going to. So, I've been, I kind of feel a little bit unprepared for this, this challenge.
How much, all depends on how really going to do. That's the question. Now it says 24 hours. I mean, I don't think I ever actually really put on the advertisement, you must cycle 24 hours. But there are people who are doing that.
Yeah,
there are some silly people. Yeah. I mean, I blame DRS a little bit. I should have been training some longer rides, but DRS was a little bit too tempting with the sprints.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah, it definitely had to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we nearly won. But we didn't.
won. Which team were you in?
Which team was me and Rich were in the same team. We were in Phoenix.
We were
Phoenix. Myself, Rich, and your guest last week was on the same team.
Oh, Tim was on there too. Huh?
We had Tim as well.
Wow, so awesome. You nearly won. So were you first losers?
We were first losers, yes.
Oh, man. Losers.
Yeah.
That's
first losers, yeah. That's well, you know.
But now we've both upgraded, so.
Oh, nice.
I've gone back down.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, because, Parky, aren't you amethyst now?
I am now, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm platinum, so we can just switch, yeah? I can go race.
I've got until September to get back down to it.
You just have to just talk to Tim. He'll tell you how to do it. Just lose a bunch of races.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
He knows. Just ask Tim to take some points off your air.
Yeah, he could probably do it.
Just deduct a few, you know, that could work, right?
I was really surprised that he didn't have make himself double diamond or something like that. But then that would make him super hard to, or he'd have to race in the hardest category. So yeah. Anyway, what's harder than diamond, or what happens after diamond? Is it
diamond? That's it. Diamond is the top.
Diamond's the top. Okay.
Yeah, rust is the bottom.
Rust.
Surface rust. Yeah.
That's what I felt like I'm in this week. Blooming rust. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Holly, Holly, what have you been doing besides blowing your nose?
Well, this week I met a fellow Zwifter and fellow podcast staff. What's her job title? I don't know. Just
she's
awesome,
admin,
awesome, just awesome, really. She came over to the UK, so that was so exciting. So she brought me some Stroop waffles, fresh from the Netherlands. So thank you, Gina. And it was so amazing because, we went round. I showed her my other house, Skipton Castle.
Yeah. You went to Morrison's.
We went to Morrison's, yeah. And I was like, we need to take a picture outside Morrison's. Yeah, especially for you to see. She was like, you want to take a picture outside Morrison's? And I'm like, yeah. As if it's the perfectly normal thing to do. Anyway, she just nodded a smile and went along with it. So, you know, she knows me so well. So she's doing a Fred Witten this weekend in the Lake District. Ah. So that's an epic cycle ride up all the hills.
That's a lovely ride, that is. So
lovely.
I forget who's doing it. Another one from the Tuggers guys. I nearly went up and actually just the race just to be part of it, but I haven't done it before.
Hill.
I love it up there. But they've got great weather. I think. Although it might,
yes.
might break in the afternoon, which might make it very, very interesting when it hits really big hills.
So, yeah. It's coming down the hills as well, like quite steep and things.
That's
so, yeah, a Lake District, yeah. Isn't it? It's so, so super cool because she was visiting others with friends as well. And we were just saying, like, how lucky we are to have, like, friends, like, all around the world. Like, you know, like, how cool is that? Like, I don't know any other hobby. Would you call it a hobby? I don't know what you call it. But, you know, where you can make friends with people from all different countries and then go visit them. So that's super amazing. And, yeah, and also last night I saw, this is not cycling related, but I saw the Northern Lights from Yorkshire, and I was so excited because it was on my bucket list. Said it right this time.
It's not your book list.
No,
public bucket list.
Yeah, and it was just awesome because, like, I've always wanted to see them. So now I don't need to go visit Norway or Iceland or wherever. I can just walk out my front door, and there they were. Yeah,
we can see them in Minnesota, so yeah, you can come here.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
the Norwegian tourist industry's just taken a hit, isn't it?
Yeah. No one's going now because they can just see them outside the front door. Yeah, that is amazing, though. And it's, yeah, it's just such so cool. And that picture, I mean, I know people can't see this, but Holly put up a picture behind it. But that
yeah,
looks,
it's on the podcast server, though, so...
Yeah.
People
oh,
can
awesome.
Go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plug. Join plug. Plug.
Yeah. The Watopian Weekly.
Yeah. League. And this is the view outside my window.
To see Parky's photo, you've got to do the Flam Rouge survey.
Yeah. There we go. Oh, yeah.
Go and check out his photo. Yeah. Now they're all going to be curious as to what your photo is. If it's better than Northern Lights, what could it possibly be?
Do they have Southern Lights? Do they have lights in the South too? I don't know. It's only
they don't even have electricity down there, so they have
a candle. Yeah, it's a candle. Yeah, right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of...
What have you been doing, Dustin?
Oh, thanks. Well, I wanted to talk about the dirt thing, too, because the dirt after party, because we had...
Oh, yes!
And what were your points, Holly? I can't remember what you said your points were.
Let me...
Oh, you're going to go look. Okay, well, then I'll hold on to my points because when we were talking, I told the rest of the guys that were in my pen, I said, well, I just have to get more points than Holly. That's all I have.
Yeah, but I got to give a shout out to Jensen, actually, because he and I worked like absolute dream team that we were. and we got we basically got joint first, which was incredible because he had to win the champion sprint and I won both the as he calls it, the sugar climbs. So we both got where is it, after party, here we go. Right, so I got a total of, well, Jason and I got a total of 462 points.
Wait, 462 points?
Yes. What did you get?
Well, it doesn't matter. But I wanted to just say that I was really, really happy to be with those guys that we were with. So shout out to Dan Connolly and the Masked Zwifter as well, the Mike Rowe, Mark Bennett, and Johnny Waffles from OTR. Connor is the Masked Zwifter, but anyway.
I want to call Martin Harris out, actually, because he said... Yeah. I think he even wrote it in capitals. The finish line does not matter. Just read that again, Holly.
Yeah.
He's my friend, so it's all fine. Anyway, however, the finish line, Jensen finished before me by a whole second. So he got the trophy and I got first loser trophy. So Martin Harris, right?
Yeah.
Need a word outside the classroom.
But yeah, I thought that was fun to do the after party. That was a cool idea. We didn't have that many people in our pen. I was the only person from my team there. And I was gonna actually ride outside, but it was raining, so I'm like, well, perfect. I'm gonna be inside doing this anyway. It gives me a perfect excuse to not go outside in the rain.
It was such good fun, though.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Like, we loved it. Yeah, there was other people in our pen, but Jensen and I, they just went ahead, and we were just like, right then, game on.
Yeah, exactly.
Rules, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Oh, my God. Right, Jensen, as usual, I show up to these things not having a frigging clue. And Jensen was like, right, this is the segment we need to go for. You hit your draft fan here. I'll hit mine here. He was so organized. I was just like, yep, I'll just do what you say.
So he read the rules and you followed him.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Branded.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and
yeah,
I do,
what a legend he is.
I do have some inside news, or outside news, actually. I did wax my chain for the first time. I've never done waxing before. I only, you know, wax my eyebrows. And this was amazing. It was a lot less painful. And I couldn't believe it how it, I don't know, it wasn't that hard. But we used the Silka wax and the I don't know if you guys have used that before. I've never done it before. So it was cool, and then I had some great advice to not break the wax inside, so I went outside, and so yesterday was going to be my first ride with the wax, and so I went outside to break it and everything, you know, get it all like to all the dust and everything off it. Anyway, long story short, I go outside and I just got rained on, so then I had to turn back, and then because like you have to like. I wasn't sure about the rain and how the wax works, but after reading it, it was okay. So I just had to wipe it down. But it would have been fine, I think, had I just gone. I don't know. Well, anyway, but that's cool. That's cool. So, yeah, anyway, DRS after party, fantastic. It was a lot of fun. And one of the other things that we talked about in our group, I said, well, us six are going to make a great rivalry over the summer if they keep this time zone. I don't know if they are. Do you think we can join other time zones? Because I think I might, during the summer, since I'm a teacher, I might have some mornings off. So I wonder if I could join the EMEA times, maybe?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Come join.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Anyone's welcome.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be really cool. That'd be really cool. All right.
Yeah.
So now we've got that. Our weekly catch-up has been, we can check that off our public bucket list. All right. Or whatever.
The book list.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So here we go to the actual reason why we're talking here about the 24 hours atop Ventop. So we're.
Yeah. Up we go.
And so I think we should just turn this over to Rich. Can we start talking about how you came up with this idea? And the biggest reason is why? No.
Well, why is a very good reason.
Yeah. No, well, the reason why. Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, yeah. Why would anybody want to climb Ventop? Right.
I think the why really for me is I think when I've looked at when we first started out, our logo took us to it is the top of Ventop. So a lot of people do their Everesting on the Alp. Yep. It's obviously a shorter climb. It's you get 1,000 meters pretty much, but it's nine ups. I love the Alp in real life. I love it on Zwift. I love Ventoux in real life, and I like Ventop in on Zwift too. So I thought, well, let's go and own Ventop instead.
Yeah.
And do that. And equally, it's only 6 ascents to get your V Everest.
Only
6, exactly. So 6 is even in my limited mathematical brain, 6 is less than 9. So I quite like the idea, especially having done, I did a V Everest back in lockdown, and for some reason I had this bright idea that doing it on Achaban was the right thing to do. But 22 repetitions later on, let's just say.
Oh, no.
I know. It's like, come on.
No.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but I did get there.
I'm not surprised you got there, to be honest.
Yeah. But 22 is. Yeah, it is a bit.
Did you lose count? How did you count? Because I've only got 10 fingers, so how does that work?
In lockdown we had. I'll just get these on.
You have like a tally chart, like cross it off. Like...
No, what I had, we had little blackboards.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout lockdown, and every day I would write something for the family on there. They had a blackboard each. And we'd go, this is your task for the day during lap down. So we had these. So I just,
nice.
I've still got it upstairs actually with the ticked off climbs on it. So we just kept doing, just do the the four lines and a line through. There's five done, that sort of thing. So Ventop, I've personally classed that's FRR's mountain.
Nice.
So because nobody else had really claimed it, so why not?
Yeah.
So that's that side of it. Why? You know, why this? I mean, I think someone had mentioned probably late last year about, oh, you should really do a charity day. That would be really good. You know, lots of people thought, oh, yeah, that would be quite, yes, okay, timing and everything else on it, and that sort of stuff. And then started to get involved with dirt and Alan roping us into things. And things started to, you know, come alive. Alan, I'm sure we'll say a bit later on, he's got another event a week after, which is the... effectively Ride Essex, I think it is, for 100
yeah.
miles
Ride
there.
London, oh, Essex.
Ride London,
it's,
yeah.
It's Ride wow. London, Ride London. I say it's Ride yeah. Essex because it's really in Essex and, you know, it's flat over there, isn't it? But it started in the sense of, well, okay, I didn't want to clash weekends. Didn't want, obviously can't clash weekends. Let's pull it back. Can't go too far away from this period of time. Because people start going on holiday and those sort of things. But so it started to come together as an event. Okay, what could I do? What could it be different? What could be quite epic other than being on a mountain for 24 hours? You know, you look at the Red Bull Challenge, which is a 24-hour team challenge, isn't it, for the number of laps that they do. Now, where do they do that? Do they do that on Fuego Flats? When they do the Red Bull 24 hours,
wow.
They certainly do it at Brands Hatch in the UK, where they sit there on the race car track and go round there as a team challenge for 24 hours. It's a bit like Le Mans only on a bicycle,
yeah.
In your case, Dustin, the Indy 500.
That's right.
As a team challenge, just keep going round the track. So I thought, what better an idea to keep going round and up then top. And obviously there's a couple of ways. If you're doing the Everesting, and I know we might go into that, if you're doing the Everesting, you've got to keep going up and down. So you've got to have the ascents.
Yeah.
You've got to do the ascents if you're doing an Everesting, then you've got to do the ascent, so it's actually one continuous activity when you put your Strava through. If you just want to do, I've done 15 ascents in the 24 hours, of course, you can just go up, save it, come back down. We're within, there's an event every 30 minutes. So you can just, you know, it's actually a 19-minute descent if you just let your bike go from the top. So somewhere in there, you're going to be not too far away from the next one starting at the bottom in half an hour. So if it finishes at 25 past, then you're 5 minutes away from the next one starting. So you haven't got 19 minutes wait, you've got 5 minutes wait.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just jump back in that one and do another one.
But if you descend, you can just go straight back up.
Absolutely, yeah. But that's 19 minutes wait, isn't it, Holly? That's Or
90 minutes rest.
Yeah. 3 kilometres,
yeah, you got to level up.
Yeah, this is it. It's all about the levels to get the squirrel hat and whatever else you need that you don't really need. But anyways.
Yeah, I was going to say, what you can do with your 42 million drops?
I don't know. I haven't even bought all the things because what's the point in buying all the things? Because when you've got to do a bike swap, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So if people want to do, just thinking this through in my head here. So if people want to do the Everesting, you need to go up it six times, down it six times in one continuous activity,
up six, down five.
Yeah, you don't have to come back down again.
You don't have
to come down. Yeah, but surely you would, wouldn't you? Like at the time.
Well, you probably would at that point.
You'd be a bit daft not to get.
Yeah.
You'd be a bit daft if you didn't just let it go.
Victory equally, descent.
Yeah, and all day you'll be able to see everybody on the mountain.
Yeah.
So the events have been set up so we can see, you know, when you're released into it, you'll see everybody who's just randomly riding too. So again,
that's good.
So, and we can obviously talk to everybody. Again, if we can put into our names, ideally, I think I've put in there FRR 24 hour. So then again, you can probably see people who are doing the event. Equally, if you're doing the event, you're going to be wearing the jersey. So
if you've got it, of course.
See, what do you wear if you don't have the jersey?
Well, if you're actually in the event, you'll start with it.
Okay.
Oh,
awesome.
My God.
That is worth it right there. That's worth it.
You'll start with it. And obviously, once that event finishes, then it'll take you back to cinders. You will not go to the ball sort of thing. But then you'll only But you'll only be two ascents away from it then, Ollie. So,
wow.
Right, yeah. So how many ascents do you need to get to actually earn the jersey?
Three ascents.
Right, okay. And you do six. So half of an Everest, you get the jersey. That's all it is. It's only three ascents, guys.
Oh, man. That's incredible.
Right, okay. So three ascents.
So I was I went to the V Everestine website or everestine.cc, and you can go in there and plug all the stuff in. And looking at this, it says that, you know, it's to Everest, like you said, six laps. It'll be 23.7 miles. I'm not sure how many kilometers that is, like 40 kilometers maybe, or 20, 30.
It's going to be about 120 kilometers.
Okay. All right.
Including the last down. But
oh, yeah. That's just the ascent. Sorry.
So that doesn't sound very far at all, does it, really?
No,
technically it's only, yeah, six, as you say, 63 kilometers or something like that. 63 kilometers.
Yeah.
And 40 odd miles.
And I looked at my time. My fastest time up Ventop, which is my only time, is 90 minutes. And so this has the calculator as doing it as like 2 hours in ascent, because I'd have to pace myself if I was doing more than one. And so it'd be 14 hours to Everest. Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah. Ninety minutes is quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, 90 minutes is quick.
Thanks for that, Parky. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
sorry. I think a lot of people try and sort of think, oh, you know, it's a lot like, you know, the Alp. But it's
right.
not.
Because, no, it's not.
You know, there is, you know, for a start off, it's another, 8 kilometers longer. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you think you're nearly there and you're not.
Yeah. You sold it so well.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, it breaks down nicely into three little parts. So it does break into three little parts quite nicely. So, you know, the first 5K up to the hairpin bend, you've got about the 10K to the to Chalet Renard, and then you've got the Lunar Landscape, the last six. There's your 21.
So you've got the gin part, the vodka part, and the Bailey's part. Is that what that's what I'm hearing, anyways. Yeah, and then the descent to go refill your glasses.
Yeah.
Yes, so I think I've got this worked out. I've got a bit of a race plan going on.
Where was that? Where was the mixer in any of that?
Yeah.
Sorry, the what?
It's none. Put
all together.
A dump of scratch powder in there. Yeah. So now, to Everest though, to actually Everest, you have to keep on. You have to do the descents, and you have to keep the keep it
so
open.
Yeah. Best way to do it is you know, obviously get into the either start one of the events and just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you go once, come down, and just repeat. Just come back to the first milestone marker, do a U-turn, and keep going again. And eventually, you'll end up with those nice little six, dinosaur spines in your Strava thing. So
that's awesome.
You know that's what I look for.
Or seven.
That's incredible.
Or seven. Yeah. Well, there is the other one, which is the Everesting.
10K,
which is seven.
Oh my gosh.
So seven times is 10K. What badge do you get for this?
You get the Everesting 10K, which is 10,000 meters of elevation.
Right. So that's one more than six.
That's one more than six.
That's exactly how to view it as well.
Just one more. I mean, just one more, yeah. And how do people join the event then?
So joining the event, I mean, on next Saturday, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning UK time, there is an event starting every half an hour.
On Companion app.
They're all there. So actually, if you happen to be on Zwift there on another screen there, Colleen, went to Zwift Power, and went to series and looked for Flamroos Racing on there, you'll see all the events that are coming up against Flamroos Racing. But there you'll see all the 48 events that are all set up. But you can find them obviously
48 events. Yeah, also I found them on Companion.
Also on, you'll find them all on there as well. Equally on the If you went into flamerouge.co.uk, which is the new website that is being built up, you've one of the options towards the bottom of that page as is a link to all of those events as well. So you can just go and join the first one. The first one, 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll be on that one. Hayley will be on that one. And I'm sure maybe Alan will be on that one.
I will certainly be on the first one.
Yeah. And then let
maybe I'll be on the last one as well.
Well, I think, yeah, what I wanted to get out over this week is that, yeah, you know, technically the last meterage will be around 7 o'clock Sunday morning. So 7 till 8, we'll do a bit of an after party type of event there if people are still happen to be on. So we'll just do an hour of flat in France. Just for something different.
Just for a bit of extra. Yeah.
Yeah. What 10 climb portals.
Yeah. Just to confirm for people listening, the website does, if you click on the click here for full events schedule, it will take you to the whole list of events.
And also, I think the one just above it, I think, Alan, is the one to the first event.
Yes.
Joined for the first one. So, obviously that it's there to give people flexibility to be able to join and just to get to that particular world. I'm not sure whether Zwift puts France on for that particular day, but it doesn't matter anyway because you can join one for every half an hour and away you go. Once we're on world, we'll see everybody. Well, that's what I've been told anyway.
That's cool.
That's gonna be awesome.
7 a.m. Yorkshire time. Dustin, what time are you joining, Dustin?
Well, I already joined the 1 a.m. That's 1 a.m. for me, and I joined it just so I have it in my calendar. But I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm definitely going to be there, and I can't decide if I'm going to start early before breakfast, then make breakfast, and then get back on, or what? What do you suggest, Parky? What do you suggest? What's your strategy for this?
Well, man, I mean, I'm going to be getting up a little bit early. Have a decent breakfast.
Okay.
Have a decent breakfast, give it a bit of time to go down, and then just head up and then graze all day.
Yeah
I think one of the key things for people who are listening and considering doing more than just one is preparation of food. You know, I can't stress enough that, you know, to leave
break in between.
Well, there is that. I mean, I mean, you know, we're not all out for the fastest time to do, you know, 50 ascents and that sort of stuff. It's more of this is a marathon in every way, shape or form. You know, when you're starting at 7 o'clock in the morning in the UK time, you'll probably start 2 hours before that to get ready.
Yeah.
And you're still going to be doing something by 7 o'clock in the evening time. That's all of a beautiful day just out there doing this. Realize how much it stacks up in time until you actually put it into those
it
sorts
does
of
yeah
things.
I mean, yeah, sorry, I keep dropping out. You can't trust this NHS internet here.
Yeah, we can hear you just fine though. We can hear you just fine.
Okay,
so
cool.
Yeah, but you've got to have a whole eating strategy to cope with all of that as well. So you've got to go from solid food, you've got to have sandwiches, you've got to have salty things, potatoes, pork pie.
The salty things is a really good tip. I mean, I did.
Yes.
I've got the sweet things on order. My wife and my daughter make these amazing blondies, which are just the perfect little square of.
Yeah, the calories and everything you need right there. Yeah.
Yeah, his wife just popped out there. Yeah. So, I mean, you need that. You need the sweet things to help you at certain times, but you can't eat sweet things all day.
Right.
And certainly go nowhere near gels. Gels aren't needed in any way, shape, or form. Eating every half an hour or 20 minutes or whatever, just keep nibbling away as you're going up there, because if you get hungry, it's too late.
Right.
Yeah.
You've already let yourself go too far, as well as, you know, in the UK, Holly, it certainly, you know, if we were doing it today, it would be bonkers.
Oh,
You know, we'll have to watch that weather.
I experienced that again when I did the Everest. I had my very first experience of bonking. It's not fun.
No, you have to make yourself eat and drink.
I don't know about the gels. I think because when I did the only thing I can like compare this with is the TTT thing that I did, because that was a total of like, well, 5 a.m. and then finished at like 1 a.m. So that was like a long time. But you have to make yourself eat, even if you don't feel like eating, because like you say, when you start to feel hungry, it's far too late. So you have to make yourself eat
you
and
want
drink.
To eat, because, you know, if you're eating, you know, I've done longer events. And I think, I don't want to. I love flapjacks, but by the time you get to the end of those, I don't want to eat another flapjack.
Flapjack fatigue.
Yeah, that's funny. A cereal bars, but nothing like really heavy. I remember having like cereal was quite good. Bananas.
Bananas for the potassium and that sort of stuff.
And salt, so important. And having electrolytes in your water, making sure you drink. I drank like one bottle per 40 minutes. So maybe like two bottles per ascent, I don't know. But you have to make sure you're hydrating.
Get four or five refrigerated, ready to go sort of stuff, because you know you're going to be revolving those things around. I mean, when I did the ETAP a couple of years ago, 2022, and I completely dehydrated in that in 40 degrees heat, and it basically destroyed me then for the next 4 days. You can't. Okay, we are doing this inside, and those sort of things. But you still got to do it. Otherwise, you will suffer, and you'll find you would just get slower and slower. And you go, why am I getting slower and slower? Well, because you just depleted yourself,
right?
And you do have to pace, as you said, Alan. You have to pace.
Yeah,
you can't. It's not a race.
Yeah, don't go out full out crazy what's the first ascent, because you will not make it up like the sixth one if you do that. Also changing bibs and like, you know, your clothes that you're wearing, that's so good, because you think, oh well, I'll just do another one, but you feel so much better, so mentally like just fresher if you just change. And if you're doing the descent as well, you've got like, what is it, 20 minutes.
You've got the time. That you're definitely having two pairs of shoes. If you happen to have two pairs of shoes, depends on how you glow or perspire, and that sort of stuff. Other things to think of: battery life of any equipment.
Oh gosh,
there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but my Zwift, I use an iPad, the iPad 11 to do stuff on there, and it used to stay at 100%. But whether it's got more resource hungry now, you know, I've been doing an hour and a half and it's been going down to 85 with the same charger pack on it. So I'm thinking, if I'm going to be on Zwift for 14 hours, this could be interesting. I might have to have just monitor how it's going. I might have to get an extra sort of supercharger battery that goes on it, otherwise it won't last.
Yeah, mine just stays plugged in into the mains the whole
yeah, mine
time.
Does well, but it's still going down.
Oh, yeah, really? Mine does the same thing. I have an iPad and I've got a if I do 3 TTs, I've got to make sure I have enough charge for it all. So how am I gonna
That's down to the power going into it. So okay, look, if I've got 18 volts of power going into it, then maybe I need 40 volts to be able to supercharge it as I'm going. Not a better wire. It's a, you can get sort of more powerful plugs for the wall. So your normal charge will keep it ticked over on normal usage. But if you're obviously got video going, you've got all the stuff that's going on, it's rendering more people on it, then taking more power.
Just very, very slightly off topic, and obviously no one can see. Well, actually, yeah, maybe some of you can see. Spoiler alert in the background, Rich.
What?
You've got the Giro on in the background. Yeah, yeah. I've just seen who's come across the line.
I didn't see it, so I didn't look. I'm gonna cover that part. Yeah.
Surely that's gonna be the best spoiler
oh my
like
gosh.
On the background,
yeah.
On a Zoom call, on an audio podcast. Like that's amazing.
It's not Pogacar anyway.
Oh, it isn't. Okay, yeah, it's not him. Okay,
sure,
well,
about that.
That's not Pogacar, that's not him.
Yeah, because he's in the.
Wait, I can't see that.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, no, I think I'm sure I saw something pink fly across the line with his arms up.
I thought you were going to.
That was so funny.
I thought you were going to talk about the jersey that Rich has hanging in the back. Is that?
Oh yeah. Oh, they've got the replay going on now. Look.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Oh, there's the replay. Oh my gosh. That's good. That's good.
The Pink Panther has gone over the line.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, so I was waiting. I was good. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
But,
sorry,
I digress.
That's awesome. But that jersey that's hanging up behind me reminds me to talk about. Can we talk, Rich, about the Level Velo jerseys and everything and how that's all going and stuff? I know there was some shipping delays, but.
Yes, I mean, when the kit comes in, I'm sure it'll be lovely. Just been a little bit delayed with things. But
people can get though. That's going to be awesome.
Wait a second. You can get in real life FRR jersey.
Absolutely, you can, Holly. Yes.
Yes.
And, after I've earned it. Okay.
No, you can actually buy this one and there we go. But
I got to earn it first and then I can order it because that's just how my brain.
I mean, I'm still waiting for the blue and white one to come out so I can.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Oh, man.
What color blue? We're talking sort of a sky blue and white one.
Yorkshire blue, acceptable.
Yorkshire blue look like. Oh, as in
Yorkshire blue, kind of like this, kind of like light blue.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, it's a bit like the Republic of Yorkshire flags that you see when you cycle up there, isn't it? So
that's exactly the blue. Yes. Blue. Yes. Oh my god! If you get a blue and white one, I will get that one. Can I get that in game as well? Because red, you know that's like Lancashire. Some other place that isn't Yorkshire. That's red. Yes.
If our Zwift sort of gods are listening in any way, shape to any of these, then I have asked several times for three other jerseys, but I'm in a long line of you've got one and everybody else is still waiting for their first one. Type list.
That's all right. We pay a little bit more now, so shouldn't we expect a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Zwift gods. I know that they're listening somehow because we did get a shout out on Zwift Games that time and we didn't even know that they knew about what the hell we did here. So I think somebody is watching us somewhere. So, Zwift gods, if you are listening, come on, FRR jerseys, please. That would be amazing.
And we have to get a Watopian Weekly jersey too. But,
whilst we're on it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, how would we do that, Holly? Would your face be on the front and mine be down the back?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to see that either. No, I'm going to want to see that. Yeah.
I'm not wearing
that. We could have a white rose from Yorkshire. We could have like the Minnesotan flag on it.
Well, Minnesota flag, it's funny that you say that. Today is the first day of our new flag. That's really funny. Did you know that? Did you know that? You're winding me up.
You showed me a picture. Yeah. No, you did tell me.
Oh, yeah. But
like, it's almost like we chat every week, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is almost like every week, but today's the first day of our new flag, so it's pretty cool.
Congratulations!
Yes, thank you. It's not the flag I voted for, but I voted for
the
iteration of it.
Yeah.
But it's still a beautiful flag. I think it looks good. So I know it's controversial and everything because everybody voted for different flags. And anyway,
well, that's almost how voting goes. Like people vote for different things, and they get annoyed that their one didn't get picked.
But speaking of the jerseys, though, if you go to levelvelo.cc and then you can go to the team orders portal. If you hit the like three line thing, you can go down to where it says Flam Rouge Racing and you can actually see the jerseys here and you can order them. And I have a Level Velo kit. I really like the Level Velo kit myself. I think it's very comfortable and you know it's really nice. I have the Tron one, which is really cool. And there's the shirt and everything. Too, so this is going to be awesome. So I like the kits.
Go get the level kit. I read TTT this week with the level ladies. That was super fun. I also did the two dirt ones after, so you know, like I only did three. I did triple loops. But anyways, the level velo kit. Go get an FRR jersey and whatnot because that'd be super cool.
Yeah,
but also there might be some new t-shirts, right, Rich?
Yeah, I mean we've. Yeah, I mean, you've had Dustin on the back of your backdrop when we first started our tombstone.
Yep.
And on there we've got little Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be announcing this week actually a little FRR shop.
Yes.
And we've got some well, again, it's going to be for the charity. You know, for every one that we sell, we're going to donate £1 each to each charity. From there, so and we've got a little sort of Diablo going on there with an FRR prong in his hand. So it's a bit like the one that is on our main website at the Nintendo. So we've invented him.
Yeah.
So a couple of those out there: black, white, pink, and what's the other color? Red. So there we go. Basically, our
where's
our
the blue one?
Blue one.
Yeah,
it's blue in our logo. Where is blue in our logo? But equally,
well, I don't know. Where is the blue in your logo?
Yeah, it's in the sky. It's above Ventop. That is going to be great. So and we don't have to worry about anything about pepper classes or anything like that because everyone's going up. So you don't have to change anything in your name, right?
Nothing. Like no, that. just pop FRR24 in your name, and then at least you're identifying yourself via the little obviously ticker on the right hand side that you're involved in what we're doing. So
craziness. Do you get the Everest challenge? You know, I think there's like a website for Everest challenge. Do you have to register on that if you
if you want official recognition in the like the Everesting Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. I mean, I know you would. You just create a profile on Everesting and you log it. And I tested it out. Yeah. So, but you can still get, if you do the 3 climbs up Ventop, that is base camp on Everest. And that is a badge. That's a badge in itself.
Ooh.
And so I tested it out at the weekend. So I logged it as an Everesting.
Okay.
So you can get the little
3. That's my goal. I definitely want to do 2. 2 is my goal, but if I can do 3, I will do 3.
You might as well do 3, Dustin.
Sorry, so that's just wrong, Dustin.
Yeah.
3. 3 is the magic number, Dustin.
That's like doing 99.9 kilometers of a ride and then stopping and saving it.
Kevin did.
Because that's what Kevin
gosh.
Yeah,
I know.
He did that.
How
did
he do that?
What an idiot.
You're not going to be wanting to look at Holly's virtual avatar for our jersey, and you're going, I was only one. I gotta do one more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, come on, man.
Oh,
come
man.
On.
It's going to be something. I can't wait. And I was sitting here thinking about the strategy. I was just rethinking my strategy because I was thinking about possibly starting at like 1 p.m. and then going until I can't anymore and then just go to sleep, you know?
Well, I'm allowing, and again, I don't often allow a bit of a cheat on the jersey. You've still got to do 3 ascents, but of course, I'm actually giving you the compensation. You don't have to do the descents, you see?
Yeah,
You could just reset and just say, I'll just start that next event in 20 minutes and that sort of stuff. Or obviously you can just keep going and that would at least qualify then for a V Everest at the same time.
Yeah.
So there's multiple things you can tick off.
Yeah.
I like collecting badges. Yeah. What the charities, what are you raising money for? Where did Alan go? Paddy, come back.
So we've got two main charities. So I started out cycling, doing bigger sort of events in Europe with a charity called Cyclists Fighting Cancer. They're a Manchester-based charity. Again, their method of help is to provide bicycles for children. Or they do sort of, you know, go to up to 18, maybe 19, but primarily children recovering from cancer. And basically, can they get people to, you know, through exercise on a bike, you know, recover faster, recover better. So I rode for them in 2014. I think it was the first time. I've picked up that particular, and that's who we continue money for through any of our donations and this particular event. And then BHF, which is the Bodie Hodges Foundation. I'll let Alan explain the association for Bodie Hodges.
Yeah, so Bodie Hodges Foundation. They're a charity that provide support for families bereaved of a child. They provide one-to-one counselling during the first 2 years, alongside some bereavement peer support groups and loads of other cool things. And yeah, so I kind of not very nice came across it. One of my best mates from uni, his little boy Freddie, died in a after a car crash a couple of years ago. And yeah, since then, I mean, the I've said it before, the tragic irony of it all is Dave and Gemma. His parents have been really, really closely linked with Bodie Hodges Foundation before that anyway. And Gemma is now amazingly back doing her role as the chair of trustees for the charity. So yeah, it's one of the things you might have seen elsewhere. I've got the hashtag Be More Freddy, and that's where that comes from. So yeah, now it's kind of my thing now. It's just to raise as much money as we can for the charity in Freddy's name.
That's great. I mean, we're all parents here, and
yeah,
that would just be absolutely tragic.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's one of the, I know it's, I've always kind of said it's one of those things you can't imagine it happening, but I think one of the things, the fact that we are all like parents, is you very much can imagine, and it's one of the things that you try not to imagine happening, but you do, and so it makes it all the more kind of chilling that, you know, it's one of those things you can imagine happening and you just never want it to. So the thought that, you know, there are families out there that it has happened to, you know, you want that support to be there for them.
Yeah, absolutely. These are great charities. So thank you for both for selecting that. And then also we talk about, so 70% of the money raised is going to that. And we'll get into like how we want to donate, like per a cent and everything too. But then how about the club competition? Can we talk about that a little bit too?
Yeah. So again, what we can obviously do from the events is pick up who's riding the events, what teams they ride for. And we'll sort of publish on our, I've put actually on our website, on the .co.uk one out there, sort of a set of example leaderboards of how those things are going to build up and show. Obviously that's totals offer another event, just to give you an indication. I haven't personally done 30 ascents within the 24 hours, by the way, on there. So, but that leaderboard will get updated as we go through the day, and we can see what people are doing. Now, the tricky one will be people doing Everest like ourselves at the day that where the Zwift will pick up one, pretty typically. But actually, all I'll really need from that perspective, as I put actually onto the website, is that send me the Strava, and we'll, you know, I can add 5 more ascents to it once I know that they've actually been done, and I've got that sort of proof from there. So those tables will take probably a couple of days to settle through while I get some of those things coming through. But really, once those events are finished, you'll see what people have done. Now, the top three teams, top three clubs, says clubs more than anything else, will share 30% or the remaining 30% that we raise. So 10% split each, really, effectively. So for the top three. Now, FRR won't be part of that. So FRR will come out of that, even though, you know, so there'll be plenty of people who come along, oh, I'm not part of Cryo, I'm not part of Dirt or Coalition. And so they ultimately sort of drop into the FRR pot. Well, we're already doing our part as far as, you know, CFC and BHF perspective. So we'll sort of knock the FRR element out of it, and then, take, you know, we'll take the three clubs at the top. From that point on, I'll contact whoever we seem to have as a node, as a team manager, or who, depending on where they are, and we'll find the charity that they want to have their 10% sent to. So CFC are going to administer it all for us. And ideally what we're really looking to do is close down that fundraising, you know, a week later, something like that, to give us a bit of time for any funds to get coming through. And then, you know, just get the funds out to people as, you know, post-event. So as the world moves on to something else. Well, actually, I'll be moving on to a Prudential Live 100.
Yeah, I'm regretting that already.
Yeah.
No, Paget, you'll be fine. I did that like 2021 or something. And it's unbelievable. Like, you get to cycle down the motorway and it's obviously all close roads and it's just so awesome. You get to go super fast. You're going to love it. But you've got to steer and brake and things like that.
I'm less worried about going up Ventops 6 or 7 times than I am
6 or 7 times.
I mean, and there's other cyclists too.
Yeah, this is the problem. It's the other cyclists. Yeah. And I only actually bought my first adult bike in November.
you've been cycling a child's bike.
He's got like a trike,
isn't it? Yeah,
yeah.
One of those balance bike things.
No, I haven't cycled since I was a kid until I was 41 was my first adult bike I bought.
Nice.
Congratulations. Welcome to adulthood.
Well, and then
awesome.
Well, it took me a while to get there, you know.
Well, you can't tease us with that. What bike did you get? What'd you get?
It's the trendy, you know, I got a gravel bike.
Nice.
Nice. I got a Ribble gravel bike
cool.
Although it is flat, I am, you know, next to Epping Forest in Essex, so we've got some lovely trails around there, so I kind of wanted it for a bit of everything, because I only just kind of not the permission, but you know, the go ahead to buy a nice new bike.
So it was
going to be one. Yeah. And so it wasn't going to be a racing bike
permission.
And
yes,
a gravel bike. So I wanted one that was going to do commuting,
but
off road,
you know. So if you only have one bike, but then you can buy an extra set of wheels, maybe.
Quite. Well, I mean,
get two bikes.
Yeah, I mean, I could. Changed my first ever tire today. I've got some different tires for Ride London. I mean, the gravel tires are not going to be the fastest.
No. What'd you go with for tires? What'd you do for tires?
So I just put on.
Yeah, well, did you get them in black?
Yeah. Well, thing is, the ones that came with the bike I selected were Schwalbe G1s with nice tan
the
tires,
tan walls.
The tan walls, they look nice. They
I like
look nice. But I've just swapped in for some Continental GP4 all season ones to do the commuting and the Ride London. So
those will be good. And what width?
So the gravel tires are 40 mil, and I've gone with 32 mil for the the other ones.
What air did you put in the tires?
We're kind of going into summer air, aren't we? You know.
Yeah, so. We are. Yeah, we are in the UK.
I've got some summer air.
Oh my gosh, that whole thing with the spring air and the winter air. Oh my gosh, I went to the bike shop the other day, and I almost brought it up, but then I didn't want to get laughed out of the shop. So,
spring air.
Oh my gosh. Record it. Yes. Oh
but
man.
It's harder to get in that summer air. Is a lot harder to get in the tires.
Yeah. You gotta push it down, really push it down. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was incredible.
You're gonna eat ice cream whilst you're doing it as well.
Oh man. Yeah. Well, good width choice, man. That'll be fast, and that's probably gonna be you have a huge gap on your. Well, 32, 33s. That's what I go with, man.
I'll tell you what, there's a huge gap.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Between the fork and everything. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
Because I mean, the bike can take huge.
Let's talk about how we're going to donate the money. So we're talking about the funds. How should we donate the funds?
Well, again, I think all I put out there, Dustin, is again, I don't, people can obviously invite their families and friends to sponsor them, do all sorts of things on that front. But from a rider's perspective, if they are doing just the one ascent, then give us a tenner. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing more than one, then just a fiver or a cent. So a bit of a discount. Discount for a distance.
That's why I have to do two, because I'm too cheap to do one.
Once you've done two, you've got to do three to get the badge.
More value exactly. for money. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Three to get the jersey. I know that sounds silly, but that is so enticing to do.
Isn't it just?
Yeah. Isn't it just?
And there's still only, as I think I counted the other week, there's still only about 320 people who actually own that jersey on Zwift.
Yeah, that is so.
I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I do not own the jersey.
I don't have it.
I think you've mentioned it before.
I think I may have done. Yeah, yeah. But yeah. I'm gonna climb up mountain and everyone has earned it.
Yeah. Everyone has earned it. So they've all given blood, sweat, and tears for that jersey. And so they're definitely if they're wearing it, they've earned it.
That's why so few people have got it. Yeah, yeah. Gina has one.
Yeah,
she does. She does indeed.
Yeah, she's
so
amazing.
So I want to be like her.
Yeah, I want to be like her too, and eating stroop waffles whenever you want.
She rides around in it. And there was someone at Zwift Games on the elite races wearing an FRR jersey, and I was like, wow. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed that, Dustin, but yeah.
No, that's awesome.
It was a guy or a girl. I can't remember which male or female it was now, but I saw it and I was like, I know what that is.
Yep, that's awesome.
So kudos to them. Yep.
Yeah, because if people listening have never done an FRR event, you should totally do an FRR event. They are incredible. They're very hard, and they're absolutely amazing. So this one is going to be an even better event because it's going to charity and everything too. So this is fantastic.
Yeah, I think it just keeps in with the. It's a little bit different, and it's normally, as someone said to me, it involves a hill somewhere, and this one definitely does.
Oh, doesn't it just?
Yeah, it's a huge mountain. Just. Yeah.
but in theory we shouldn't be alone. That's how I tend to look at it. So we'll all
You're
be
never
out there.
Alone. Yeah, in
never
Swift.
Alone. Out there.
You'll never and walk alone.
Are we going to use voice?
Oh no,
it's going to be a voice.
Well, obviously we have a Discord channel, so we can pop in. I think people will. You know, join, drop in and out of it, have a bit of quiet time. All those sort of things will happen. You'll go through many moods and emotions during the day, especially if you're doing more than
about. Yeah.
Do we have an? Is there an official? Is there official? I know, like I have a playlist that I put together for the Epic KOM in Zwift, and it a lot of it. You know, there's a lot, not a lot of Sinead O'Connor, but there's just like one her big song. You know, Nothing Compares to You. But then it's like all you get up to it, and then by the time you get to the top, it's Ariana Grande's "I Got 99 Problems" or not 99 Problems. I got one less problem without you. That's what it is. That's on there. But I know. So we should have an official playlist. But speaking of playlists, I can see by Rich's shirt, he has a Chiefs shirt on here, so he must be a big Taylor Swift fan. So
absolutely, yeah. And you know, I'm glad to.
That's the only reason you have a Chiefs shirt is because you're a Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah, because you're a Taylor Swift
no,
fan. Yeah,
definitely not. Yes. I know the whole house is a big Kansas City.
Yeah.
You're only saying this now, Dustin, because you're trying to get Taylor on your show. That's what it is. You're trying to say, get her on.
If she's on, and,
does she ride a bike though?
Well, she will probably. I know she runs a treadmill because that's how she got ready for her Eras tour. She practiced singing it on the treadmill because of all of her dancing and everything.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And only Swifties know that, Dustin.
Yeah. Why do you know that?
Yeah. I must have heard it on a TikTok. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Of course you did. Yeah.
Yeah right. Anyway, we have another podcast called for Swifters. Yes. No.
We do?
No. That's awesome though. So we'll have to put together a playlist. If anybody has a good playlist, please add it to the Watopian Weekly or the FRR Discord. That would be great.
I've got one song of mine.
I can guess. Let's guess. Rich, let's guess. We'll each take a turn. Okay. All right, of guessing what it is on repeat.
One song. That's all it's going to run.
I'm going to give you two options. It's either Two Princes by the Spin Doctors. All right. You know, went to Princess Nia before you, just on repeat, because that's really, really, really upbeat. Or that, or it's going to be Simply the Best by Tina Turner. Those are my two guesses.
Okay. Okay. That's Dustin's. Who's next? Tolly?
Give me a sec.
Let me give you a sec.
Yeah. What do you have to Google? Just Googling.
What would Rich
is that what you're Googling? Oh my gosh. She loves Googling that. She's Googling ding dongs right now. Is that what you're Googling?
I'm not Googling ding dongs now.
All right. Well, we have to put up a. Okay.
Yeah,
Park.
No, I think it's probably a dark. I reckon it's something like The Prodigy.
Firestarter. I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
That is so good.
I'm going to go with, all right, Queen, I Want to Ride My Bicycle.
Ooh.
That's a good one, too.
Okay. So this
you
song.
You just Googled cycling songs, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
This song was the only one I could think of.
This song will definitely be on your mind when you're going up.
Oof.
Because the only way is up.
Okay. Baby.
Which is by?
I don't know that song.
Singers.
Yes.
The only... Yeah.
Yes. The only way is up.
I mean, she wears
the only way's
shorts,
up.
Doesn't she?
The yeah. only way's
And she's named
up.
After an awesome Swifter as well.
Well, I'm so.
Just do that again. Just play that again.
Just
what?
Pressing record.
The
on
only way's up.
So, I'm definitely going to listen to that. So, who's that by?
Yaz.
Oh, it's by Yaz. What? Yeah.
Yaz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the original.
Once you hear that. That's all that's going to be going through your head.
I will add it to
my
90 playlist.
Minutes. You might have the fire starter going, but eventually she's just going to pop in your ears. The only way it all.
It's going to stay there.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I'm going to have that playing for the entire time, to be honest.
I will. But
but it'll be in my head.
Well, that's why I have. That's why I had Sinead O'Connor, the Nothing Compares to You, to have a good cry during that.
I want to hear people suffering on Discord. I'll be on voice. I'll join the voice thing.
You want just
on the FRR server. I just want to hear people suffer.
90 minutes of heavy breathing. Well, actually, you know, you can listen to this too.
That's
you can
the
listen
other
to
podcast.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I have to say, it's confused me two or three times. I've been listening to like the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once we're going, listening to Holly's voice, and I get a ride on from Holly, and I'm like. No, this is not live. She's not giving it to me live on air.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
but what
awesome.
Was my name been? I changed my name every 5 seconds.
Yeah,
and
that's
then I'd
true.
Actually forget to change my name for the actual race because, as usual on TTTs, I turn up and I'm like, what number am I?
Yeah, yeah.
What team is this? What route is this?
I get Holly or something. Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. Chili, by the way, and Co from Giggers on Tuesday, on Thursday, whatever day it was.
Well, thanks for those.
At one point, I was like, I need some help.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be amazing. So the only way is up. I can't wait to listen to that. I'm going to listen to it after the podcast. I'll do it while we're editing too. So
it'll still be in your head next week as well.
Oh man, well that definitely gives us a perfect segue here to how we're going to our closing and everything. This so everyone please this is a great foundation to the CFC Foundation, the Bodie Hodges Foundation as well. These are great charities. And and think about for your team, get your teammates out too, because if you want to ride for somebody, figure out what you're going to do. Also, I have to give a shout out to James Ballack on Coalition because he's doing a couple preview rides too. And he has, I believe, I'll look up the date here while we're talking too, but about what we're going to be doing, he's got a couple, he's got a quiz coming up too to help raise awareness for this as well. So,
yeah.
It'll be
nice, Bally.
Just remember. The leading man, and I'm going to say it because I haven't still got to the idea of men and women. Actually, it's our leading lady, leading man. Whoever does the most ascents, you're going to get £200 each anyway to go and spend in our shop.
Whoa! So, you heard it here first.
Well, no, it's actually on the website.
Let's pretend we've got exclusive.
Yeah.
So wait, so the leading person, or
so if you look, again, if you look under our website there, Holly, so yeah, so leading man, leading lady, whoever do the most ascents. Now, if it comes down, there's, you know, we've got three men, three women who've done the most ascents, seven or maybe 10 each or whatever else, then it'll be down to the meters. But wow, the cutoff time will be 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. So obviously supported by Strava at that point in time.
And when does the shop open? Is it open already? I'm gonna check right now.
Yeah, so the shop, the Level Velo one is open already. Yep. So you know, we'll have that £200 credit for people to use it there. And I'm sure as well, and I'm just trying to get it up on my other on the website down there. I put out there that we will do a draw for come on, work website.
I gotta get a charger for my iPad now. This has just been a
what can I achieve, not that one.
What if you turn down your brightness, Holly? Would that help?
Yeah, possibly, yeah, because it does die, but I have to leave it plugged in. But then of course I can't, like when I did the TTTs, I would save the ride, I'd plug my iPad into the super fast charger and Zwift would be off, so it would charge up enough to go again. But you can't do that this time because you've got to have Zwift running.
Yeah.
So I've got to come up with another game plan.
Mm-hmm.
So also, if you look under the FAQs, under the "Are there any awards for the challenge?" section, you've got that. If you just open that up, and it says complete three ascents, and you'll get the the Zwift in-game FRR jersey. There we go. As one. Equally, riders who complete at least three ascents will go into a draw. And two people will get £100 again for the shop. But our leading man and woman will get £200 each to go and spend too on whatever other we can offer them in that sort of space.
That is awesome.
We'll send out again via email this week. We've got a Level Velo shop, our own little shop. We're starting to put things in there. There's a T-shirt in there. It's got Diablo, which we see him on the tombstone. And just a normal T-shirt too. So, but we're just going to do that as a special price. It's £15 plus postage package wherever you are in the world. I think the Level one was 25. So we've taken it down as far as we can possibly get it to get something to the charities. But equally, if people want to get Diablo for the first time, we're going to turn them as well into stickers. We're going to try and get a sticker on everyone's bike box. Over the things, and we're just going to do things on there that means that people can start basically collecting their little chilies.
And what website is that going to be on?
There's one I haven't announced yet, so I will put that out there. Actually, you could see it if you found a website called frrshop.com.
Ooh, you heard it here first. All right,
you did hear it here first. frrshop.com is actually live. I just haven't sent it to everybody at this point.
That is an exclusive.
That is. Oh my god,
an actual exclusive. This is actually exclusive.
Look at that. Yes. Those are some good designs too. I like that.
frrshop. I think I've been on it actually.
And then when can we start ordering? Can we start ordering now?
Well, that's live, so technically you could order it now.
Okay.
On there. So so
For our shop. Well, that's gonna be fantastic to get on there too. I like that. I like that chili there. Ooh, with the red. Ooh. All right.
You're gonna get a red triangle with a black chili, or a black triangle with a red chili, depending on the background. The printers decide which is the best way around to have it. No point having a red triangle on a red shirt.
Yeah, that's hard to read. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I like it. Yes.
Well, that's going to be great. That is an exclusive. Wow, look at this, man. We're just dropping everything.
We're going up in the world, Dustin. We've got exclusives and everything on this on this show.
Oh, yeah.
So,
didn't see that before. I didn't see the pink one before.
Ooh. So James Ballack's his quiz is going to be on Tuesday, and it's 19:30 YST, so Yorkshire Standard Time. Which and that's going to be on Twitch as well, I think, as YouTube. I'm not sure on that, but we'll post a link on the Watopian Weekly, Discord server as well, and maybe we can get a copy on the FRR Discord server. So, we this is a perfect time to close the episode. We have covered a lot this time, and as always, and this is This has just been amazing, and this is such a great event. I'm excited. I was definitely going to do two ascents, or at least I think I'm going to do two. Now
three.
I think I'm going to have to do three. I'm going to have
to. You're going to have to do three.
I'm going to have to do three, so I don't know what I'll do. I don't know, but I'll figure it out. Because whenever I do the climbs, I always think, go as hard as I possibly can so I get it over with.
No, Dustin.
Yeah, but that's how I beat you up a climb, Holly. But I'm just saying.
When
I'm sorry,
when
Holly.
Was
did
this?
Did you remember when? That race that we did a couple weeks ago? It was X-Wings versus Psychos. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah,
did you,
yeah. What position did you get again?
Well, I don't run. You know, that's a team sport, so
last,
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did your team win? I can't remember. No, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. But
we need a rematch, man.
Yeah, we do. But but thank you so much to Rich and Parky for being here and for doing this and for setting all this up, because these are great foundations, and there's so many good things happening here, and I just really appreciate you all doing this for our community and for, you know, people. We all have people in our lives that have been affected by cancer, and this is so it's a great thing, anything we can do to help with that. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Dustin. And Justin, I know you're closing out, but
want
to give one little mention out to I think the guy who's going to really try and smash it out there next weekend, Mr. Oliver Berg of Team Evolution. Now, he's looking to do 12 ascents.
He's doing a double.
He's looking to do a double, and just to warm up, he's done an Everesting today already.
That was a practice.
Between Oliver guy, is he all right?
Yeah,
I think he's okay.
He's from the Matt Lads of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, Matt Lads. He's
Mr. Matt Lads.
So Matt's got to do one more than he does.
Guy.
Let's talk to Matt. We got to get Matt on
here,
too.
He'll do like Fuji 10 times before he does the top thing. Oh my God, Matt.
Yes.
Matt, you need to drag my bike. Oh, I'm going to attach a tow rope to Matt's bike.
Well, we'll just do a bandit event with Matt. Yeah, we'll just have him.
Actually, that's what I did. The only time I rode up front top was because Matt was on a bandit ride and I joined him. So he towed me up, literally.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, my he is
madness incarcerated, I think, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, and I think also, I think Angela McRae out in Australia as well, I think she's looking to try and set the ladies' record for a number of ascents.
Is she?
Currently held by June ALM.
All right, Angela. She did 300 TTTs, actually. She's got she's up to 300 in total.
Wow.
There's not many. There's not that many.
No, so, I think it's just her, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, it was circuit. I think circuit is from dirt. I think has got three. It's got at least 300.
Oh yeah, I meant like women, but yeah, circuit's like he just lives on. He does more than I do, and that's like saying something. So yeah, he's so strong. He did about 10 that day that me and Chili did ours. So
wow.
Well, that reminds me. Yeah. I need to push Chili to come on there.
Yeah.
Yes, we need to like set up like a petition or something to get you to like come on the mountain next weekend. Yeah, yeah. We'll just tag him like loads of times.
Absolutely.
Be fine. Yeah.
Make it happen.
Well, you heard it here. So next Saturday, May 18th. It starts at at 7 a.m. Yorkshire Standard Time. It's 1 a.m. Minnesota Standard Time. And it goes all day. It goes 24 hours. So 24 hours of top vent top. You can go to flamrougeracing.co.uk. You can go to frrshop.com. And you can also join the Watopian Weekly Discord server and also the FRR Discord server as well to talk all about this. This is going to be so fantastic. And so thank you again to Rich and Alan for doing this. And thank you to everybody who's supporting us and of all these ideas here and supporting these foundations. Let's give any other shout outs before we finish. Anybody else though? That was really good. Those guys.
Oh, I think we're, again, it's going to be really interesting. Exactly one, how many people do turn up. I could be on the mountain by myself.
No, I'll be there somehow.
You won't be there by yourself.
But what I am
there's too
really
many crazy
hoping,
people.
Yeah. I'm really hoping for a lot of bad weather next week.
Right. Yeah. On Saturday.
You know,
so
make people stay in and go, what can I do?
Yeah.
So, but there we go. So there'll be a friend somewhere on the mountain for 24 hours.
Oh,
how
I like that.
How do you decide which...
That's it. Friend on the mountain.
Sorry, just... Yeah, friend... no, yeah, well, we're all friends on the mountain that
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
How do you decide, you know, like with the clubs, how do you, like, register with the particular club that you want to ride for that day, or
I'll just,
is it just...
We'll just pick it up from the results and from there. I mean, obviously, we'll know a fair amount of people who which club they're with. But we can pick it up from the from what comes through from Zwift Power. So,
like, so it's like your primary team on Zwift Power.
Yeah, whatever that comes through. And then some people that don't have a club will ultimately get thrown into an FRR space. But as I said earlier, the FRR discounted from the top three clubs because we're already doing it as part of CSC and BHS sort of donation. So it's very much for the. To give the teams a reasoning to get the whip out.
It's going to be great.
Yes.
Holly, okay.
I'm going to keep my whip.
Holly's, Holly's going, that's my other podcast. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's the other podcast.
It's just called 90 Minutes of Heavy Breathing. Yeah.
Yeah, we've all experienced that.
Yeah.
On that note.
Yeah, and on that note, yes. Thank you very much, everybody, and we'll see you in Watopia. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.